Okay, then, this would be the Drysdale Vignette Winter Composting. 3, 2, 1. An age-old gardening custom has come to the fore due to new environmental concerns. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Composting after this. 3, 2, 1. Many good gardeners have for years been practicing the age-old custom of composting garden and household waste. Now, with the looming crisis of waste management, municipalities are urging residents to take up composting. Those considering starting a compost pile often mistakenly think that it may only be done during the outdoor gardening season. Although little actual composting goes on during the winter, compostable materials may certainly be added to a compost pile throughout the winter. Right now, you may visit your local garden center and get a compost unit from a selection of different companies' models. To install it in your garden, you'll have to clear away the snow from a small area, preferably near the house or where you can get to it without difficulty through the winter. Install the composter on an even base and then begin dumping all your household waste. I suggest keeping a separate plastic container or bag in the kitchen, which is dumped into your unit every second or third day. Virtually all vegetable scraps and kitchen waste, such as tea bags, coffee grounds, and citrus skins, may be successfully composted, but no meat or meat byproducts, because these would attract undesirable animal visitors. Even human hair and dumpings from your vacuum cleaner are useful. Come spring, the raked-up leaves left over from the autumn and the rakings from your lawn make perfect compost in limited amounts. I'm Art Drysdale.